This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Idris, and today on The Breakfast Grill, we have Yap Cho Hau, the Group Executive Director of Lei Hong Berhad. Lei Hong is an integrated poultry player and the producers of the Nutri Plus brand of eggs. Now, they've been in the news for more than just their poultry business lately. A couple years ago, they were the target of a hostile takeover by QL Resources, which failed to wrest control of the company. So has Lei Hong recovered from the battle wounds? Let's ask Cho Hau. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Okay, so you've been Group Executive Director since 2008. And you took over from your father, Yap Hung Chai, who is the managing director. So would you say Lei Hong is very much a family business still?
Compared to a lot of companies, we actually have employed professionals to run different segments of the company. And I believe that in terms of company structure, is very similar to most of the company out there. So it's quite difficult to see whether it is a family business or is it a company that actually practices almost the same professionals or companies that looks into merits in terms of how we run the company.
So your father is still the group managing director. You've got your uncles in the board of director. All in all, would you say that the family influence in decision-making is strong?
Yes, I would say so. Because in this livestock business, a lot of it comes from experience and years of understanding the business. Even if we employ new people to come in, they will still require a lot of time and understanding in this business before they can fully independent from guidance. Both of them, my uncle and my father, has been in this business for almost 30 years.
Okay, so Lei Hong is in the business of layer farming, which is raising chickens to produce eggs, and also broiler farming, which is raising chickens for their meat. So why don't you walk us through it, Cho Hau? Maybe break it down for us in terms of business operations.
In terms of Lei Hong business, our first core business is always the layer, which is the eggs. And to break down the layer business, we have what you call the layer integration from feed milling to the breeder farm. Breeder farm basically produce day-old chick where we have to hatch them. We have a hatchery and these day-old chick will use as the commercial layer, which is the hen that lay the eggs that we eat today. Mm-hmm. So from the layer which produce the eggs, further downstream, we have what you call as the functional eggs. We produce eggs such as omega, selenium, and lower cholesterol. At the same time, further downstream, we have what you call as the pasteurized liquid egg products, where we supply to company that is producing industrial customers.
So like commercial players,
yes,
right?
Commercial players. We require egg in big quantity. Food producers such as Unilever, Milif Gardenia, also hotels.
So the layer side of the business is still very much the core business and the most profitable for you.
On the contrary, the layer is our core business initially, but the broiler also has taken the lead in terms of revenue. Now, our broiler revenue is almost 50 to 60% of total Lei Hong revenue.
So will you be aiming to increase the focus on the broiler side then?
We are going to focus on both because this both will be our core business in terms of layer. Currently, our layer produces about 2 million eggs a day and our broiler production is 1.5 million birds a month.
And what about your market share in terms of the egg production? At 2 million eggs daily, compare that to the daily egg productions of other companies, it seems to be on the low side. Your market share?
Okay, in terms of market share, the total consumption of the country for eggs is about 25 million and our production currently is 2 million. So in terms of market, total market share is less than 10% of the market shares. However, if you break down further, in terms of market shares to products such as functional eggs, pasteurized liquid egg, you can see that we are actually the leader in functional eggs for Nutri Plus brand. And also in terms of liquid egg, I think in terms of number of liquid producer, I would say about 2 to 3 players in the market.
Are the margins higher for the downstream side of the business, for the liquid eggs?
Yes, for liquid egg and functional egg, of course, the margin will be much more fixed and controllable compared to the normal shell egg, which is subjected to commodity price fluctuation.
Well, just to stay on the note of the daily egg production, so at 2 million eggs a day, compared to, say, Kuala Resources, which is one of the players in the market, they produce about 4 million eggs a day. And if you look at their market cap, it's a lot smaller than Lei Hong. How is it that they're able to produce more than double the amount of eggs daily and Lei Hong is still at the 2 million cap?
Lei Hong has been in the organic growth part for the past 10, 20 years. We have not raised much funds from the market. And until recently, we see that we should actually utilize all kinds of options available to us.
What does that mean? Are you planning on raising funds or looking to grow inorganically?
In terms of raising funds, we are looking at probably some corporate exercise, as well as also internal funding from borrowings and so on, because we have the vision to achieve at least 3 million eggs by the year 2018. So we require funds to fuel the expansion.
So will you be expanding by increasing your farms and plants or looking at acquisitions of other smaller players?
Our initial plan is expanding our current operation. In terms, if there's an opportunity for acquisition, yes, I think we will consider that. Secondly, on the broiler, currently our production is 1.5 million. We also plan to increase the capacity to at least 3 million by the year 2018. So it's a two-pronged expansion to bring Lei Hong to a much more prominent status in terms of market share.
Egg prices, it's mainly determined by supply and demand, which was surprising to me because I thought it was a controlled price item. But it's only during the festive season that it's controlled by the government.
Yes, that's right. The price of eggs and chicken is considered a control item only during festive season, which is Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, and also Deepavali.
So talk to us about the average selling prices in recent years. Has that been on a steady rise or has it been fluctuating for both eggs and broiler chicken?
In terms of eggs, the price is quite stable. Last financial year, the egg prices is a bit on the low side. But however, I think recently we see that there is some increase in terms of egg market price. But having said that, in terms of exposure to market price, most of our production for Lei Hong is mainly geared towards this few market, which is the functional eggs, the liquid egg, and also for export. So in terms of the market price, it does not affect Lei Hong that much in terms of the contribution.
So this would be at the higher end of the range, is that right? So the lower end is where you're seeing a lot more lower prices.
Yes, as I mentioned before, we focus a lot on our functional eggs in our brand, NutriPlus, and also in downstream activities such as liquid egg products.
Why do you call it functional eggs?
Because it's a term used by International Egg Commission, where we are also one of the members, where every year we gather in few places to discuss on the worldly matters of eggs.
which include?
Which include how disease controls in Mexico, how disease control in many various places, and what are the trends of the market in different various countries, such as the US, what they look at. Like US, they look more on food safety.
Mm-hmm.
So they prefer the eggs to be salmonella free and so on. In Europe, they are looking more on free ranges eggs. They're talking about animal cruelty. But in the Asian countries, we are looking more on functional eggs, which is eggs which have added benefits such as omega, such as selenium, such as which is functional.
I see. So that's the preference here in Malaysia.
Yes.
Okay. And cost challenge for egg producers definitely is the rising poultry feed prices. So chicken feed now is made of corn and soybean, if I'm not mistaken, the prices of which are subject to variables like weather patterns and foreign exchange fluctuations.
Yes, that's correct. We can see recently there is increase in terms of feed prices, but we have been in this kind of scenario in terms of feed prices rising and going down.
So it's always been corn and soybean throughout the years?
Yes, it's always been these two major feed ingredients. But from what we see that it's not something that is not manageable for among the poultry. It's an industrial issue.
Is that the bulk of your cost, the feed?
I would say about close to 50 to 60% in terms of cost that is comes from the feed.
And how do you manage that cost?
I think there is quite a number of options that is available to us. Maybe we can book in advance for a few months in terms of feed purchases. Either that, we can increase our yield, but we look into enhancing our productivity. And in terms of poultry science, it's always changing. There's always new way to increase productivity compared to maybe 30 years ago in terms of technology, in terms of modernization. I would say Malaysia, among the industry players, we are quite modernized.
So fairly automated, most of your processes?
Fairly automated. And in terms of farm management, we are considered as in standard, as in terms of world class.
Okay, all right. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about your share price. Lei Hong's share price on a climb recently. It started just about at the same time of an attempted hostile takeover by QL Resources. So Choha, why exactly do you think the share price has climbed so much in such a short period?
This is a tough question. But all I can say is that if I'm an investor, I would see value in Lei Hong, especially in terms of the direction compared to its competitor, where looking more on downstream products. I have mentioned about the eggs, but also I'm looking at other division, which is the broiler, where Lei Hong also produce products such as nuggets, sausages. And now with the JV with NH Food of Japan, which is the largest food producer in Japan, I believe there is some value in terms of future prospect that this joint venture will create a very market changing products.
But that's the potential of Lei Hong, though. I mean, what has changed in your fundamentals that has caused this spike in your share price since October of last year?
I think that in terms of profit, you can see that it's there. When we have our profit jump quite a lot from financial year 2015 to 2016, since financial 2015. So beside from that, I think also there are key investors that comes in, such as NH Food. And also, I think QL came in and so on. So it create maybe a signal to the market that maybe should look at Lei Hong, see what are the potential. I think that creates some sort of interest.
Do you think it can be sustained though? I mean, your PE ratio is 211 times. If I compare that with your peers, it seems out of whack. It seems inflated.
I think in terms of PE is quite difficult to gauge at this moment, because I feel that Lei Hong potential is still yet to fully realize, and coming joint ventures and so on, and also the expansion plays in place. I think Lei Hong is geared towards a very good market position with the brand that we have, with the synergy of branding between NH Food and Lei Hong. And that will create, I think, more value to the brand. And eventually that will translate down to the overall market standing of Lei Hong Berhad.
Okay, so let's talk about the tie-up with NH Foods. What is the plan there?
Okay, in terms of cooperation with NH Food, the first step that we have taken is to actually create a new company, which we have a share of 49% and NH Food Group has about 51%. And this company is called NHF Manufacturing. And the objective of this cooperation, or the gist of this cooperation, is two-pronged. First, I think the most important part is to create a new branding, which we so far has agreed on this brand called Nippon NutriPlus, which incorporate NH technology and our production capability in Leihong to create a new product to be introduced to the market. This is to focus on the domestic market.
So NH sells processed and meat-based foods.
Yes.
So what is the idea here? Is it for egg production or for meat-based food production?
For both, actually. There will be new product coming in that have synergy with eggs and also at the same time with chicken protein. So this cooperation will be utilize the know-how of NH Food to bring in their know-how where they are, they have been in this market, and bring in new products from their expertise in Japan to be introduced, and also to be modified so it can accept by the domestic market. And second prong of the strategy of this company is to utilize the network of NH Food, where we market halal products through their channels to Japan, to all their to Japan, to Singapore, to even to places, to other places, maybe in the future Europe, where they have networking in those areas, where they will have exhibition, where NutriPlus product will be bring to all this exhibition to be exhibit as a halal product.
Leihong is certified halal. So talk to us about what that means for an egg producer to be certified halal.
The halal is not for eggs, actually.
It's for the chickens.
It's for the chicken. Okay. So all our products are halal certified by Jakim, and our further process as well. So these products, I think Jakim did a very good job in terms of promoting halal among all the Muslim countries. Jakim's certificate is well accepted among the Muslim countries.
I also understand that Leihong is looking to enter China and tap into the halal market there as well.
We see that there is a big potential for halal market in China. If, let's say, any business activity is more or less will be either exports or contract manufacturing. I think more than that, currently, we are not considering.
To end on this note, Chohao, I mean, you have been with the company for many years now. I think since you were 24, you've seen the attempted takeover by QL Resources. That must have been devastating to the company and also to your father, who was apparently very, very good friends with QL's Dr. Chia. Has Leihong bounced back from that hostile takeover attempt?
I think to a lot of market players, this is considered as a corporate exercise, which is, from what we see, it is a fair game. We don't see... Because maybe we feel that it's over now.
You feel that it's over now? I mean, granted, it's business and not personal, but I'm sure that must have hit the company and your family hard because, you know, in the early days, Dr. Chia and your father, they were schoolmates. They started out together. They helped each other out. And if I'm not mistaken, you still do business with each other.
Yes, that's right. On the operational level, Leihong and QL still have business relationship. And we did sell some products to them as well. And we are buying feed from them. So in operational level, I believe that, which is good, you can see, even if let's say these two companies is above board, they are having some tussle. But on the operational level, we still run very professionally. In other words, we don't influence by other matters in how we run our operation.
What lessons would you say you learned from that attempt?
I think the lesson that we learn is that we see that there is value in our company. And to realize that value, we have to convince our shareholders that these that Leihong share have more value than what it is now. So that I think that way will... Probably, if there's any takeover attempt, then it will benefit all shareholders. And at a good price.
Within the poultry farming business, are M&A something that we should be looking out for?
I think in terms of poultry business, I would say the 5 to 8 major players control almost more than 50% of the total market. So you can see that we come a long way in terms of as a poultry players. And a lot of the smaller poultry players have consolidated and to be what it is now, where we only have few major integrators in the market. And it is actually will be better if we can consolidate than to increase. But of course, we see that the market is still growing in terms not just on the domestic consumption, that is also growing in terms of how we consume our food. So there is innovation that need to be introduced into the market from products. Instead of just producing eggs or producing chicken, we are looking more on downstream products to products maybe in the future, such as ready-to-eat and for the domestic market, and also looking in more convenient products or new innovation products for the market. So these are, I think, you can see a lot of trending in terms of our food, how we consume our food. We are looking more on convenience, we're looking more on quality, and also a lot of people are more health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And they will prefer products that is less, have more good things inside, and fresher and more wholesome rather than just meat or just egg.
So for you personally, where are you going to take this company forward in terms of your tenure as Group Executive Director? What would be your priority?
Our priority at the moment is to expand our egg business, our core business, and also our broiler business. Because we see that with the cooperation with NH Food, the demand for chicken and eggs will increase. And from there, we see that the potential to be one of the biggest egg producer and broiler producer in the country is not that far, far away from where we are now.
So do you have a target date in mind?
We are looking at the next 5 years.
I've been speaking to Yap Cho Hau, the Group Executive Director of Le Hong Berhad. Thank you so much for being on The Breakfast Grill.
Thank you, Melissa.
I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.